Page 61, measure number 24-458, City of Staten, 5-year local option tax for recreation pool and parks. Question, should City of Staten impose 50 cents per $1,000 of assessed value for pool and parks for 5 years, beginning 2021-2022? This measure may cause property taxes to increase more than 3%. Summary, the City of Staten is seeking a 5-year local option tax of 50 cents per $1,000 of assessed value beginning fiscal year 2021-2022 to continue funding support of Staten's recreational amenities, swimming pool, parks, and trails. The proposed tax will take the place of the existing 4-year local option tax for support of the pools, parks, and library, which was passed in 2016 and ends June 30, 2021. The levy is necessary to maintain services, operations, and assist with capital improvements for the Staten Family Memorial Pool and local parks, including trails. The proposed rate will raise approximately $320,186 in 2021-2022, $329,791 in 2022-2023, $339,685 in 2023-2024, $349,876 in 2024-2025 and $360,372 in 2025-2026 for a total of $1,699,909. Explanatory statement. The City of Staten is seeking a 5-year local option tax of 50 cents per $1,000 of assessed value for continued funding support of the Staten's recreational amenities, swimming pool, parks, and trails, beginning in fiscal year 2021-2022. The proposed tax will take the place of the existing 4-year local option tax passed in 2016, which ends fiscal year 2020-2021. The levy is necessary to maintain services, operations, and assist with capital improvements for the Staten Family Memorial Pool, parks, and trails. Lack of funding from local option levy will have a significant impact on the city's quality of life amenities. The Staten Family Memorial Pool will remain closed indefinitely. The ongoing care and upkeep of parks will be limited, and there will be no funding for park amenities or upgrades. Due to the property tax limitations imposed by statewide measures 47 and 50 in the mid-90s, the city cannot increase its established permanent tax rate, even if supported by a majority of citizens. Accordingly, the city must rely on voted local option tax levies to augment its operating budget. Staten's first local option tax for the support of the library, pool, and parks was passed by voters in November 1998. Subsequent local option tax measures were passed in May 2002, 2004, 2008, May 2012, and May 2016. At a tax rate of 50 cents per $1,000 of assessed value, the average homeowner would see an estimated monthly fee of $7.43. The proposed rate will raise approximately $1,699,909 over the 5 years. An allowance has been made for uncollected taxes. This information furnished by Keith D. Campbell, City Manager, City of Staten. Page 62, argument in favor. We would encourage every voter in Staten to vote yes on the local option levies. Our library, parks, and pool are truly assets which enhance Staten's livability and charm. The Recreation and Parks Levy will provide funds for maintenance and operation of the pool and our city park system. The pool provided excellent adult exercise classes that were offered every weekday morning. There were often over 75 people per day using these classes for exercise and rehabilitation after surgery before the COVID shutdown. Swimming lessons for all ages were also offered year-round, and our local Kiwanis paying for swimming lessons for all third graders. There were 3 different swim teams that used it for practice and meets. Lap swimming and free swims rounded out the pool schedule. How fortunate we are to have such a facility in our community. Our pool is 50 years old, so there are ongoing maintenance issues that come up, which the levy helps fund. For a small community, we have a wonderful number of parks, from the Pioneer Park to Riverfront Park to neighborhood parks where there is play equipment for children. In the past, these have been funded mainly through the general fund, which also pays for police, street, water, etc. By having this levy focus on recreation and parks, our parks will have more dedicated funds for maintenance and improvement. However, without this levy, the pool would have to close indefinitely, the parks would have less care and upkeep, and the library would be on restricted hours. This levy replaces the previous levy, and now our services are divided into 2 different funding levies. Keep Staten a wonderful family-oriented community. Vote yes on both. This information furnished by Mary Wallace, Keep State and Livable PAC. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made of the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Here's another argument in support. Our pool is more than just a pool. It easily becomes a second home, even a refuge, for many who utilize it. Countless children have learned how to swim in this pool, beginning even as infants. There is a skill set that could potentially save lives, with drowning being the leading cause of death for young children. Our pool strives to help lower that statistic and to protect our kids. The competitive swim team that utilizes the pool are another unsung blessing to the community. Athletes learn the importance of discipline, teamwork, hard work, and get to form priceless friendships. For some, swimming becomes their passion, the thing they look forward to the most every day or every week. Our very own state and high school swim team has blossomed over the years, bringing in many district and state titles. Even the kids who do not take lessons or join the swim team benefit from our beautiful pool. It is a safe, fun place for them to go with friends, away from any trouble, and always supervised. Aside from just the youth in our community, the adult population benefits from the pool as well, arguably even more. Some use it as means of exercise when recovering from injury or surgery. Others, especially the elderly, find the pool becoming their only outing of the day. At the pool, they can make friends, the staff can check in on them to protect their health, and they can utilize this wonderful low-impact means of exercise. The elderly pool patrons love the pool, and many were heartbroken at its closing. They lost their gym, their social hub, and their second home all in one. The pool does nothing but give back to this community, and it's time for us to give a little back to it. Please support this place that has given us all so much. Molly Mannix, Sabrina Wager, Jack Burnett. This information furnished by Jack Burnett, Keep State and Livable PAC. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 63, argument in support. Our pool is more than just a pool. It easily becomes a second home, even a refuge for the many who utilize it. Countless children have learned how to swim in this pool, beginning even as infants. This is a skill that could potentially save their lives, with drowning being the leading cause of death for young children. Our pool strives to help lower that statistic and to protect our kids. The competitive swim teams that utilize the pool are another unsung blessing to this community. Athletes learn the importance of discipline, teamwork, hard work, and get to form priceless friendships. For some, swimming becomes their passion, the thing they look forward to the most every day or every week. Our very own state and high school swim team has blossomed over the years, bringing in many district and state titles. Even the kids who do not take lessons or join the swim team benefit from our beautiful pool. It's a safe, fun place for them to go with friends, away from trouble, and always supervised. Aside from just the youth of our community, the adult population benefits from the pool as well, arguably even more. Some use it as a means of exercise when recovering from an injury or surgery. Others, especially the elderly, find the pool becoming their only outing of the day. At the pool, they can make friends, the staff can check in on them to protect their health, and they can utilize this wonderful low-impact means of exercise. The elderly pool patrons love the pool, and many were heartbroken at its closing. They lost their gym, their social hub, and their second home all in one. The pool does nothing but give back to this community, and it's time for us to give a little bit back to it. Please support this place that has given us all so much, Maya Joyce. This information furnished by Maya Joyce, Keep State and Livable PAC. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Also on page 63, argument in favor. Please join us in voting yes on Measure 24-458. To continue the support of State and Family Memorial Pool and City Parks and Trails. Deanne L. Abood, Jerry Abood, Pat Alderlin, Michelle Aus, Michael Aus, Betty L. Batchy, John Brandt, Susan Brandt, Jack Burnett, Adrian Campbell, Phil Chaffee, Katie L. Ernst, Kayleen Evans, Deanna Frichtill, Deanna Ferris, Tyler Ferris, Priscilla Galeen Glidewell, Debbie Harms, Joseph Harms, Regan Hillistan, Glenn Hilton, Paige Hook, Adam Paul Inwood, Brooklyn Inwood, Rochelle Kerwin Inwood, Katie Yeager, Michael Yeager, Adam Joyce, Carol Joyce, Susan M. Kinsley, Brenda Kukin, Catherine R. Liddle, Wendy Liddle, Richard Lewis, Darlene Manning, Mike Mannix, Corby Minich, Christopher L. Molin, Tass Morrison, Lauren Mulligan, William Patrick Mulligan, Jordan Ort, David K. Patty, Bob Pendleton, K. Pendleton, Jane P. Poison, Stephen Poison, Henry A. Porter, Pam Pugsley, Ashley Rhea, Linda Roten, Dennis Ronan, Teresa Ronan, Rhonda Shoemaker, Carrie Sessoms, Jeanette M. Shindulis, Joseph P. Shindulis, Betty A. Smith, David A. Smith, Laura Spelios, Wendy Stone, Amy Sutkus, Carol A. Tabor, Kristen Taylor Rhea, James R. Templin, James Thomas, Janet Thomas, Jennifer Tiger, Gary N. Tingle, Rhonda N. Tingle, Nina Treese, Ronald Treese, Dave Valencia, Sabrina Wager, Mary Wallace, Jerry Weiss, Sarah Welch, Michelle Wonderling, Signe Woods, Travis Woods, Frank P. Yost, Susan K. Yost. This information furnished by Susan Brandt, Keep State and Livable, PAC. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 64, another argument in support. I'd like to open by saying thank you, thank you, thank you to the City of State and voters for faithfully supporting the State and Family Memorial Pool in past levies. The pool is a great benefit to the community and outlying areas in that it provides swim lessons, water aerobics classes, lap swimming, a place for physical therapy, and for local swim teams to practice and compete. Water movement, open swim, and pool rentals are also offered. In addition, the Kiwanis sponsor swim lessons for third graders. Scuba and Army training also occur at this location. I started lap swimming at the State and Family Memorial Pool in February of 1982 when it was an outdoor facility, open only in the summer. Then in 96, through a generous donor, it was covered and available year-round. After 39 years as a pool patron, I can verify to its value in my life. I have used the pool in several capacities: weekly lap swimming, swim lessons for my children, a daughter on the swim team, physical therapy, and as a participant in 3 triathlons. I have chronic pain. Swimming has helped to manage it. Many pool users would agree how pool exercises have helped them physically and mentally. Over the years, I have seen a significant increase in pool usage. COVID has tried to sink our pool, but with everyone pulling together, let's not let that happen. If you can find it in your hearts to support the pool once again, I and many other pool users would be deeply grateful. By a yes vote for the State and Family Memorial Pool and local parks, we can continue to enjoy these city amenities that make Staten so livable. Thank you for your continued support. With a yes vote on this measure, sincerely, Annette Gap. This information furnished by Annette Gap. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Also on page 64, argument in support. Spring Special Election 2021. My name is Rhonda Shoemaker, and I am writing this letter after reflecting on how the Staten pool impacted my life. 3 years ago, I was in a snowmobile accident and broke my back. After going through surgery and then physical therapy, my body lacked the mobility I previously had. I was also in a considerable amount of constant pain. Water therapy was highly recommended to me by my doctor and physical therapists. One of the best decisions of my life was trying water aerobics at the Staten pool. I truly cannot put into words the healing that the pool has brought to me. First through the water, it was absolutely wonderful to feel like a fraction of myself again. It also gave my mobility back. But my time in the pool was also beneficial for me mentally and socially. I was able to engage with so many wonderful people and had countless intriguing and informative conversations. It helped me be so much more aware of what was happening in the community. I look forward to going to the pool multiple times a week and appreciated the ease and flexibility of working it into my constantly changing schedule. I truly felt like I had found a form of exercise that I could keep doing for the rest of my life. When I saw how active so many elderly members of the community were at the pool and thriving because of it, I told myself that it is how I hope to be as I grow older. I truly hope that it will be possible to enjoy the Staten pool soon. The benefits that will continue to provide are endless. This information furnished by Rhonda Shoemaker. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the arguments. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 65, another argument in support, save the Staten Memorial Pool. The Staten Memorial Pool shapes the city of Staten as very desirable place to live. The pool reaches the needs of adults and children by its multiple of water activities. Athletes have done sprint triathlons in the pool. Cascade and Staten High School swim teams practice there before competitions. Little ones learn how to swim and enjoy the water with excellent staff members in a safe environment. Individuals can swim laps. Families come for recreation and family unity, which is affordable to a family all year round. Besides being used for recreation, the pool has a lift chair, which enables persons with physical disabilities to be lowered into the water without using the stairs. This way, a person may do their own therapy. Many people, male and female, old and young, have taken advantage of the Staten Memorial Pool for rehabilitation from surgery or an accident. The Staten Memorial Pool also offers physical exercise classes for anyone in the shallow water area or in the deep water area, which helps the daily routine of life with balance and movements. The pool is open for swim groups, private lessons of any age, and rentals for parties. It is a safe place for children who swim and those who are learning to swim. In a supervised setting, the Staten Memorial Pool is a wonderful place to enjoy all year round. The pool has not always been a covered facility. Years ago, a very generous lady gave a donation for the pool to be covered because she felt children should have a safe place to swim all year long. A group of Staten citizens with Kurt Ward came together to make her dream come true. Please keep Staten a sustainable, habitable, and desirable place to live by voting yes for the Staten Family Memorial Pool. Susan Hatton, resident of Staten since 1982. This information furnished by Susan Hatton. Keep Staten livable. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Still on page 65, final argument in support. We, the undersigned, believe that Staten community is uniquely outstanding for a town of this size. Three of the amenities which make this true are the parks, the pool, and the library. These contribute to the health and well-being of individuals and the community. We need to support these amenities. How many of you have made use of any one of these or all? Have you been swimming or participated in an older adult class? Have you taken an adult lesson? Have your children had swimming lessons? Do you know members of the swim teams? Have you walked in a park or played in a ballpark? Have you taken a child or grandchild to the park? Have you had a picnic or a reunion in a city park? This levy is designed to replace the expired operating levy. The parks, the pool, and the library are essential elements of Staten. They offer opportunities for new experiences, new relationships, new ideas, new challenges. Please maintain the funding for these amenities, which help keep Staten livable. Vote yes for recreation levy number 24-458. Joe Harms, Ron and Nina Treese, Frank and Sue Yost, Joe and Jeanette Shindulis, Earl and Betty McCollum, Corby Minich, Linda Roten. This information furnished by Linda R. Roten. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. No arguments were submitted in opposition to this measure.